The Louisiana Prison Education Coalition, started in 2015, approaches education with the 360-degree model. They aim to ensure individuals in the prison system can achieve their educational goals from early literacy through higher education. And they seek to educate the public about prison. Today, we are joined in the studio with Elizabeth Stebe, a UNO professor that assists in teaching and creating the publications produced through LPEC. Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for being here with us today.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for inviting me, Kelly.
Let's go ahead and jump in with, tell us about how and why you got involved with the Louisiana Prison Education Coalition.
Well, I have been working in programs teaching in what was then known at Orleans as Orleans Parish Prison, now known as the Orleans Justice Center, since 2012. And about 2 years ago, my colleague in the English department here at UNO, Randy Bates, who is a creative nonfiction teacher and writer himself, suggested that we get our graduate students here at UNO who are in the MFA program involved in a more formalized way teaching in the jail. I thought that was a great idea. And right around that same time, Annie Freitas, who was beginning to organize the Louisiana Prison Education Coalition, contacted me because she knew that I'd been doing some versions of teaching in the local jail and wanted to form a version of a partnership and try to get a coalition together of people who are trying to get resources allocated to people in jail. And so those things kind of coalesced right around the same time. And so our English department here at UNO began a class. So now we're in our, you know, almost second year of running this program.
So how have you seen the program not only educate prisoners, but also the public?
I'd say the key way in which we're doing it right now is through the university community here at UNO, our own graduate students, but through the publications that we've put out. And both of them have been collections of writings done by people who we've been working with who are incarcerated. So we really see the magazine as doing some work of educating the public of just the experiences of people who are in jail and who have been affected by larger structures and systems of, you know, quite frankly, oppression. So I'd see the magazine as really the key way in which we're starting to beginning to think about how it can circulate as a mode of educating the larger public about the experiences of just the average person who's in jail at OJC.
And I see you have one of the beautiful publications here for the Unheard Voices, the poetry. Did you want to share anything from that publication?
Yeah, and I want to say, too, that the title of the publication came from some brainstorming that we did working with the women who are in our creative writing classes in the jail. And the very last poem in the volume ends with, if I had a voice that wasn't unheard, and then the poem just ends there. And so I think we really see this as a jumping off place in terms of the volume as a whole, that there is this issue of people not being heard, but wanting to see this as trying to fill in the blanks of what can happen if people are heard.
So. Exactly. I know. And it is a beautiful publication. So you've got the airwaves. What would you like people to know about the prison system and those who are incarcerated by it?
I'd say that I'd really encourage people to seek out the stories that are told by those who have been incarcerated. There are organizations like Voice of the Experienced, like Women with a Vision, who prioritize on their websites, but also in the many events that they host. There's an event coming up on December 15th that is organized, that's going to be organized in town, that's about trying to draw attention to women and girls who are, have been incarcerated or are currently incarcerated. So, and what, you know, I think you hear so often is people generally feeling that everybody deserves freedom and the freedom to, you know, build familial connections, to have jobs that they care about, to express their ideas in meaningful ways at the basic level. And that, quite frankly, experiences of incarceration just can, in many cases, prohibit that long past just the moment of being incarcerated, even if it's just for 2 weeks or whatever, that it just has long-term impacts. And so it can be really just powerful and meaningful to hear, you know, a simple poem by somebody who's been incarcerated. So
absolutely, 100%. Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly.
Once again, we've been talking with Elizabeth Stebe, UNO professor and LPEC editor instructor. To learn more about the Louisiana Prison Education Coalition, as well as find out how you can help, you can check them out at la-pec.org. In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.